time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local site, High School Football Week 8, Friday night. In our broadcast game, the Farmington Knights and Festus Tigers. The Knights led at halftime 28-14, but the Tigers showed why they are a powerhouse in Class 4, coming all the way back and getting the win 41-36. Elsewhere, Central beat Dexter 22-21 in a big one that had district seating implications. Potosi over DeSoto 40-14. Fredericktown picks up their first win of the season against a struggling Windsor Owls football club 39-22. Jefferson falls to St. Genevieve 55-14 and Valley Catholic over Bowling Green 56-6, while Hillsborough struggled against Chaminade 42-7. Coming up in Week 9 on AM 1240 KFMO on Thursday, we'll see the North County Raiders wrap up their regular season against Sullivan. Then on Friday, we'll see the Central Rebels on the road at Farmington playing the Knights. We'll have coverage in both pregame at 6:30 on Friday, the tailgate show at 6, fueled by McDonald's. Kickoff on Thursday and Friday, brought to you by Boyd & Associates at 7 o'clock. Coming up today on the local side, high school volleyball, the Class 3 District 1 tournament that was scheduled to be played on Saturday in semifinals. Well, those were rescheduled due to the impending weather that came through the area. Softball semis today. Two-seed Fredericktown plays three-seed North County. Coverage on KFMO begins at 5:30 with the first pitch at 6 o'clock. And volleyball tonight, Lesterville hosts Bismarck. Boys soccer, Melville is at Farmington. Fredericktown hosts Perryville, and the North County Raiders play at Festus against the Tigers. NHL, the St. Louis Blues picked up a win over the weekend as they beat the Dallas Stars for their first home win of the season by a final score of 3-1. Blues goaltender Jordan Binnington on the win.
I'd say we had a good full 60-minute game. Defensively very sound, strong, great breakouts, great penalty kill, special teams good, so really good effort by everyone tonight.
Blues head coach Jim Montgomery, what did he like most about Saturday's 3-1 win over the Stars?
How well we checked, and it was for 60 minutes. You know, that was a really good team effort, and, you know, they feel really good about themselves. When you work and you play as five, you know, our goaltender had to make some great saves, but they weren't 15. They were less than five.
The Blues are back in action tomorrow. They'll host the Los Angeles Kings game 3 of the 4-game homestand. Pregame coverage at 6:30 on B104.3, puck drop at 7 o'clock. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs shut out the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday 31-0, scoring 14 in the second quarter. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says it was a complete team effort in Sunday's win over the Raiders.
There's a lot of people that played really well, and I'm proud of them for that. That coming off an emotional win against the Lions, and then coming into this thing and playing with the energy that we played with.
And in the game, wide receiver Rashee Rice made his return after a 6-game suspension.
It was great. It's honestly hard to explain the feeling I got to just be able to run out there and see the fans filling up the stadium, just the passion in my brother's eyes. It's amazing.
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes says there was no issue with getting back in sync with wide receiver Rice.
When it comes to like the way he moves and the way he runs routes, I have a good feel for when he wants the football and where I need to throw it to. And so he's been working. Even though it's not like in there in the building, he kept himself in shape, and you saw that out there today.
The Chiefs will play Monday night next week, a week from today, against the Washington Commanders. Pregame coverage at 6 on KFMO, kickoff at 7:15. NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers needed two overtimes to beat Auburn on Saturday, 23-17, to bounce back from that Alabama loss 2 weeks ago and get back into the win column. Mizzou head coach Eli Drinkwitz.
What a gutsy win for them just to keep fighting. I mean, it was ugly. It was really, really ugly, but we just kept fighting, and then obviously in overtime, I thought our defense was just dominant.
Mizzou quarterback Bo Prabula says the offense managed to hang tough and get the job done Saturday.
Yeah. Positives out of each drive. You know, we just had to finish. We just had to respond, and the O-line did a great job protecting the front. And I think just the leadership on this team is the main thing. You know, guys didn't flinch at all.
The Tigers will play this weekend against number 10 Vanderbilt. Mizzou up to number 15 in the most recent national poll. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC wrapped up the regular season Saturday with a 2-2 draw with Real Salt Lake. City head coach David Critchley was proud of the way his team completed the season finale comeback.
To not give in, to not quit, even though you could say there's nothing to play for in some way. is a great test of the locker room spirit and character as we finish off the year.
And also over the weekend, it was announced goalkeeper Roman Berkey has signed a two-year contract extension to keep him in St. Louis through 2027. Berkey's decision.
I love what I'm doing. You know, I love to come into the facility every day. I love the guys here. I love the people around me. And so that's the most important thing. You know, there are more important things than just soccer, you know. And so I feel very good and very happy here. So that's very important.
St. Louis City SC wraps up the season with 8 wins, 8 draws, and 18 losses. And we wrap it up with Major League Baseball, ALCS Game 6. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners 6-2 last night. Game 7 is tonight on Fox. First pitch at 7:08. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.